as my late senior medicine. I told him that I didn't know of. They gave me a shot of penicillin. And they're like, I never had that man. One time we were small, and we had the measles, German measles, baby. They had a German measles up there, and all three of us battled it. Man, we were sick as a fiddle. Dr. Georgetown, the old doctor, he was our doctor. He come out there and told Papa, he said, I tell you what you do. He said, you go and get a pint of whiskey and get him chilling toddy. And in the morning, all the meat will be broke out on. Papa went and got a half pint of whiskey, and he brought that. He stuck it up on the bed. He gave us all a teaspoonful of peace, you know. He stuck it up on the bed, and he said, I'll give you all some more in the morning. And we got that whiskey, and we got drunk. All three of us got drunk, got to fighting in the bed. We talking about a whooping, and, but the needle broke out on us. We couldn't even see the next morning.
What about the disease? Well, people get a pain down here?
Oh, eruption.
Pain inside.
Right there, appendicitis.
Yeah.
They died by appendicitis. They died and they know what to do about it, you know, then. And most of the time, they take a mineral oil. And that mineral oil, you know, they drink a half pint and a pint of it. And that was to hold it up, you know, for
yeah.
A pretty good while.
They didn't know what it was. They thought it was, what they call it.
Yeah. And when the person had a heart attack, they could say acute indigestion. That's called acute indigestion.
They were sick. They said they were sick.
Yeah.
Stomach?
They couldn't breathe, you know. And oh. Mm-hmm. I remember one time, one Sunday, I had some radishes in the garden. I love radishes. I went out there and pulled me up some. Had a dug well in the yard, you know, had a rope and bucket for them. I drove me up a bucket of water, I washed them off, got me some salt out of the kitchen. I told Mom and Papa, I said, I'm going to walk across the field here, Mr. Pope. Sit and talk with him, so. And I hit the meditation, I got out there about midway of that field. I went turning around and around. But I fell. I couldn't help myself, look like. And I got back, got up, I got back to, everything looked like a two or three to me. I got back to, the Papa sitting on the porch reading the newspaper, Sunday's paper. And I fell right at the doorstep. Papa threw the paper down, jumped out and got me up. They got me in the house. I had a brand new Chevrolet, convertible. It was sitting out there in the yard. And Papa, he didn't know how to drive. He knew he'd drive nothing.
He didn't?
No. They had a nigger live that close to us. Papa called him and told him to call Dr. Sims. And Dr. Sims come out there, and Dr. Sims didn't know what to do with him. I done turned purple, you know, all over. I could hear every word they said. And Papa told him, said, you go and call Dr. Hope. Dr. Hope, he come. And Dr. Hoke, he got down, and I could hear every word they said, but I couldn't say nothing. And I couldn't breathe. I'd been turning purple. And Mama, she heated some smoothing iron. You had some old-time smoothing iron. You sit by the fire. You know, she heated them on the stove, put them on my feet. I was cold all over. And about 2 o'clock that morning, I heard Dr. Hoke tell Dr. Sam, I said, well, so we'll be back. So I'll be back in the morning, but this morning about 9 o'clock.